Today we have the privilege of studying Perek Lamed Chet, the 38th chapter of Sefer Yeshayahu. This is a narrative, but a narrative which does not have any historical connection. This is a narrative about this King Chizkiyahu, about his illness and his healing. It relates to the events of Sancheriv only in a midrashic sense, and it does not have any clear historical connections to any extra-biblical events. It's a fascinating nivuah, which contains a song of praise by Chizkiyahu when he discovers that he's going to be healed from his illness. With that in mind, we begin Pasuk Aleph. Bayamim ha'hem chala Chizkiyahu lamut. In those days, Chizkiyahu became so ill that he was about to die. Rashi here comments that this is 3 days before the defeat of Sancheriv, and the third day, which is the day when Chizkiyahu becomes healthy again, is the day when Sancheriv is defeated, which is, according to the Midrash, on Pesach. So in those days, Chizkiyahu became very ill. Vayavoy elav Yeshayahu ven Amoz hanavi, vayomer elav, ko amar Hashem, tzav leveitecha, ki met ata velo tichye. Yeshayahu comes to him and says to him, so says Hashem, command your house, in other words, give your will, because you will die and you will not live. Vayasev Chizkiyahu panav el hakir, vayitpalel el Hashem. Chizkiyahu turns to the wall and prays to God. Vayomar, and he said, Ana Hashem, zechor na et asher hitalachti lefanecha be'emet uvelev shalem, v'hatov be'inecha asiti, vayev Chizkiyahu b'chi gadol. He cries, he said as follows, Ana Hashem, please God, zechor na et asher hitalachti lefanecha be'emet uvelev shalem, remember that which I walked before you truthfully and in a full heart, and wholeheartedly. V'atov b'enecha asitine, I've done that which is good in your eyes. V'yev Chizkiyahu b'chi gadol, he cries. V'hi dvar Hashem el Yeshayahu leimor. God's word came to Yeshayahu and said as follows. Haloch ve'amarta el Chizkiyahu. Go and say to Chizkiyahu as follows. Ko amar Hashem elokei David avicha. So says the God of your father David. In other words, the inference here is that this is being done for the sake of Chizkiyahu's ancestor David, who is referenced in the saving of Yerushalayim in Perek Lamed Zayin. We saw in Perek Lamed Zayin that God says, "Veganoti al ha'ir hazot le'oshia lema'ani uleman David avdi." In Perek Lamed Zayin, God said, "I will save the city for the sake of David." Here too, there's a reference to David in the sense that God is saving Chizkiyahu for the sake of David. So, continuing in the middle of Pasuk Hey, Shamati et tefilatecha. Ra'iti edimatecha, hineni yosif al yamecha chamesh esrei shana. I have heard your tefillah, I have seen your crying, I will add to your years 15 years. Umikaf melech Ashur atzil lecha, ve'et ha'ir hazot, ve'ganoti al ha'ir hazot. From the hands of the king of Assyria I will save you, and this city as well, and I will defend this city. So here we have that Pasuk V'ganoti al ha'ir hazot, whose complete version is presented in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, in Perek Lamed Zayin, where we saw this sentence V'ganoti al ha'ir hazot lehoshia lema'ani uleman David avdi. I will protect the city to save it for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant. That reference is in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Hey, Pasuk 35 in Perek Lamed Zayin. And here too, this phrase V'ganoti al ha'ir hazot. But here, God is, let's look at the whole context of Psukim 4 through 6. God is promising Chizkiyahu that he will live, that he will survive this illness. He will survive for 15 additional years. And furthermore, that Yerushalayim will be saved from the king of Assyria, which indicates, as Rashi suggested, that this is right before the defeat of Sancheriv. Now, Psukim 7 and 8 present the sign which indicates to Chizkiyahu that he will live. V'zelecha ha'ot me'et Hashem, asher ya'aseh Hashem et ha'davar hazeh, asher diber. This is the sign from God, that God will do that which he said. What is the sign? Pasuk 8, Hinini meshiv et tzel ha'ma'alot, asher yardav ma'alot achaz b'shemesh achoranit, eser ma'alot. Behold, I am returning the shade of the on the sundial where the sun went down on the sundial of Achaz. Ma'alot Achaz clearly refers to some kind of steps which Achaz had constructed, steps which indicate where the sun is going. So God says, I am going to cause the sun to go back Eser Ma'alot. I am causing the sun to go back 10 steps. The sun goes up 10 steps on this indicator of the sun's shade as it goes through the day. V'tashrof HaShemesh Eser Ma'alot b'ma'alot asher yarada. The sun goes back those 10 steps. And it's at this point that we find a psalm of praise from Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu, in the rest, for almost the rest of the parak, gives a song of praise to God for having saved him. And it's fascinating that we find this song of praise here, because, as we noted when we studied Perek Lamed Zayin, there is no song of praise from Chizkiyahu for the saving of salvation of Yerushalayim. Chizkiyahu thanks God for saving himself. He doesn't thank God for saving Yerushalayim. Chazal in Gemara Sanhedrin are very critical of Chizkiyahu for this. They say that because Chizkiyahu did not sing a song of praise for the salvation of Yerushalayim, God denies Chizkiyahu the privilege of being Mashiach. And yet we see here that Chizkiyahu does thank God for having saved him. The implication is that one has to be mindful of thanking God not only for personal miracles, but also for larger miracles that affect the community, even if they're not total miracles as Chizkiyahu's was. When Sancheriv was defeated, we know that the Jews continued to be servants of Assyria in some way. They continued to be tributaries to Assyria, even though the Assyrian army was temporarily defeated. Nevertheless, there was an obligation to say thanks to God for this salvation. Here we find in chapter 38 that Chizkiyahu does thank God for having saved him, even though in Perek Lamed Zayin, when there was the salvation of Yerushalayim, he did not thank God. So let us now look at the formulations which Chizkiyahu uses to thank God. Perek Lamed Chet, Pasuk Tet. Michtav l'Chizkiyahu melech Yehuda b'chaloto v'yichi micholyo. A written psalm for Chizkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, when he was ill and he lived from his illness. So it's a michtav, it's a written psalm. L'Chizkiyahu means by Chizkiyahu, belonging to Chizkiyahu. We find this frequently in Tanakh, that Lamed before a name means belonging to that person. Pasuk Yud. Ani amarti bidmi yamai elecha, b'sha'arei she'ol pukadti yeter shinotai. So I have said, ani amarti, bidmi yamai elecha. Dmi here is a, from the root, dama, which can mean to destroy or to cut off, as we saw in Yeshaya Perek Vav. Oili ki nidmeti, woe to me, for I am destroyed. Here too, dmi means destroyed. So, bidmi yamai elecha, b'sha'arei she'ol. In the cutting off of my days, I will go and enter the gates of the netherworld, Sheol. Pukadti yeter shnotai, I am lacking the rest of my years. Amarti lo ere ya be'eretz hachayim, lo abit adam od im yoshvei chadel. I said, I will no longer see God. In other words, I will no longer be able to thank God, as the Radak understands, in the name of Sa'adya Gaon. I will no longer be able to thank God in the land of the living. Lo abit adam od im yoshvei chadel. I will no longer be able to look at people together with the rest of the inhabitants of the world. The word chadel is unusual. The Radak understands it from the word chaled, which appears in Tehillim and means the world. Here too, chadel has the same meaning as chaled. We note that there are sometimes words in Hebrew where the last two letters of the root are switched, like, for example, keves and kesev, both of which mean sheep, or simla and salma, both of which mean dress. Here too, chadel means the same thing as cheled. That's following the Radak. Continuing with Pasuk 12, Dori nisa v'nigla mini ke'ohel ro'i. The place of my living, Dori here, one tends to understand it as generation, but the Radak here understands Dori to mean my place of dwelling, as in the word Mador, which appears in Tehillim. Mador means a place of dwelling, so to hear Dori, my place of dwelling is carried away and exiled from me like a shepherd's tent. A shepherd's tent is one day in one location, they're nomadic, they move on with their sheep to another location. So too, my generation, my dwelling place is carried away from me and exiled from me like that shepherd's tent. I'm sort of standing in the same place, and the land of the living is being carried away from me. Kipati chaoreg chayai is the next phrase. I cut off like a weaver my life. What does this mean? The image here is the image of a weaver removing cloth from a loom after the cloth is completed. The cloth is removed from the loom, it's cut off from the loom, where it's been, the cloth has been created on the loom, it's been for such a long time on the loom as the weaver weaves the cloth, and then when it's finished, it's removed from its what looks to be its natural place and goes on to be someone's dress or whatever. And so to here, the Navi uses that image. I have removed my life removed my life from me, just like a weaver removes cloth from the loom. The interesting thing here is the first person, kiparti, I am the cutter offer here, the singer says. That image of I am the cutter offer, or I am the person who cuts off, more grammatical English, is understood by the Radak to refer, I, in my sins, have caused my life to end. Midala yivatzeini, as a result of my illness, I am being removed. Midala, referring to my weakness for my illness. Yivatzeini, the Radak says here, is inyan pticha v'chaticha. It's opening up something and cutting it off. So the idea of him being removed from human life as a result of his illness. Miyom ad laila tashlimeni. From day to night, I figured that my years would be complete. You would cause me to be complete. You would cause my life to be over. And I thought that I would die that evening. So Pasuk Yudbet as a whole is an image of someone seeing their life ending before them. They see themselves being removed from the experience of human life. They are standing in a place, and the land of the living is slowly moving away from them. Shiviti ad boker ka'ari, kein yeshaber kol atzmotai. I expected that by morning, in other words, the same day, a lion, who was a nocturnal hunter, and is waiting all night, so too, after having seen that he didn't die by nightfall, he figured, well, if I didn't die by nightfall, I'll certainly by morning die. So here too, the singer, Chizkiyahu, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, is saying, by morning I expected to die. Shiviti ad boker. Ka'ari ken yeshaber kol atzmotai. Just like a lion breaks an animal's bones, so too I expected that I would be totally broken and have my whole body shattered by my illness, and then I would die. Miyom ad laila tashlimeni, I expected that my life would be complete. That same phrase we saw before, repeated again here. Miyom ad laila tashlimeni, certainly by the course of the night, I expect to have my life complete. Now, Pasuk Yudalad, after having expected that he would die, Pasuk Yudalad begins the process of tefillah, or describes the process of tefillah. Kisus agur ken atzafzef. So, the image here is atzafzef. Letzafzef is to chirp, and it's an image of a bird chirping. Now, there are various interpretations in the Rishonim of what sus agur means here, but I will follow an interpretation derived from Semitic languages if we compare this phrase with the phrase that appears in an Aramaic text found not long ago at a location called Deir Allah in Jordan. Sus agur is clearly the name of a bird. So kisus agur here is like a type of bird, I too will chirp. The continuation, ege kayona. I speak like a dove. In other words, this sort of chirping and speaking of the birds. He continuously speaks, and what does he do? Dalu einai lamarom. I lift up my eyes to the heavens. Hashem oshkali arveni. This is the content of his prayer. God, oshkali arveni. What do these words mean? Oshka is a request, and it means add to me, according to Radak. Add extra to me. Arveni, be my guarantor. God, add to me and be my guarantor. That is the content of the prayer. It's a very, very short prayer. Oshkali Arveni. Pasuk Tetvav. Ma adaber. What shall I say? The singer speaks. Ve'amar li v'hu asa. He said to me he'd do something, and he did it. Adade kol shenotai al mar nafshi. Edade kol shenotai al mar nafshi. I thought that I would have to, edade refers to the idea of ledadot, to move backwards and forwards, to sort of shuckle, and I will all my life sort of relive this experience by sort of nodding my head and moving back and forth and saying, I remember what happened when I was very bitter and when I thought I was going to die. So this is the experience, the person who survived says, I will always remember the moments when I thought I was going to die. Hashem aleihem yichyu, ulechol bahen chaye ruchi, batachalimeni v'hachayeni. Hashem aleihem yichyu. This is, the syntax here is extremely difficult. And I will follow here the Radak in interpreting this pasuk. This refers to Hashem aleihem yichyu. This refers, now I know that that a person will live upon the days that God gives out to him. Hashem aleihem yichyu. Now I know that aleihem yichyu, that people live upon the days that are given to them by Hashem. Ulechol bahen chayei ruchi. To all I will speak about the added years of my life. Through them, through these added years, my spirit lives. In other words, I will tell everyone of the miracle that happened to me. Ulechol. But I will tell everyone that by these years that were added to me, my spirit lives. And the last two words of this pasuk are a prayer, tachalimeni v'hachayeni, God, in these extra years that you've added to me, make me strong and make me well. Continuing pasuk yudzayin, hine l'shalom, mar li mar. So, following the Radak, the syntax is extremely difficult. Hine, when I was ill, it was very bitter for me, because of the lack of peace or lack of wholeness that I had. And it was hine, you have to understand the pasuk is saying hine, behold, out of a lack of peace I was very bitter. Ve'ata chashakta nafshi mishachat b'li, and you desired my life to remove it. From the pit of destruction, shachat b'li, the place where my body would decay, you desired my life and did not allow me to die. Ki shlachta achare gevecha kol chata'ai, you threw behind your back all my sins. You ignored my sins. You allowed me to live. Psukim yudchet and yudtet, the next two psukim, 18 and 19, express the joy of living. And the idea that living, in a sense, has as its main feature the ability to thank God for life. Ki lo she'ol todeka, mavet yahaleka. Those who are dead will not praise you. An idea we find in Tehillim as well. Lo yishaberu yordei vor el amitecha. Those who go down to death will not hope for your truth. For the truth being a reference here to you said you would save me and you did. Those who go down to death will not be able to hope for your truth. Chai chai hu yodecha. Those who are alive, they will praise you. Kamoni hayom, just like I today am alive. You see here the emotion of the king who survived saying, I am alive. Av levanim yodia el amitecha. One who has a father of children, one who is alive and can continue to build a family, yodia el amitecha, will make known your to his sons your truth. The idea here, the purpose of life, is to thank God on the one hand, and to pass that truth of God's existence on to one's children. Hashem lehoshieni, God, you came to save me. Uneginotai ninagin kol yemei chayenu al beit Hashem. And our tunes we will play, this refers to tunes of thanksgiving for the salvation that you saved me, all our life we will sing these tunes, al beit Hashem, Radak understands, in the house of Hashem. So the idea that you saved me and I will thank you for my whole life in the house of God. The purpose of life here being described is to thank God, to give thanks to Him, and to pray to Him in the house of God, in the temple. Vayomer Yeshayahu, Yis'u Devela Te'enim V'yimuchu Al Hashchin V'yechi. Yeshayahu gives here a kind of magical medical cure. Let them take some concoction of figs, smear it on the boils that Chizkiyahu has, and he will live. And Chizkiyahu responds, Pasuk Yud Kafbet, Vayomer Chizkiyahu Ma'ot Ki E'ele Beit Hashem. Chizkiyahu says, what a wonderful sign, now I can go up to the house of God. The Radak understands the Ma here as a sort of how indeed this is a wonderful sign. Same way we might understand Ma Nishtana in Pesach as how different this night is. Not why is this night different, but how different this night is. Here too, the Radak says, Ma'ot, how wonderful the sign is that I will be able to go up to the house of God. And the Perek as a whole is this idea of imminent death, thanksgiving for salvation from imminent death, and some reflections on the purpose of life, being to have children, to pass on to them the truth of God, and to be able to, on one's own, to worship God.